Part 1.
Table filling.
Following the passing of the British Library Act by Parliament in 1972, the British Library came into operation with effect from the 1st of July 1973. Subsequently, two other major institutions were integrated into the British Library.
Table filling.
Following the passing of the British Library Act by Parliament in 1972, the British Library came into operation with effect from the 1st of July 1973. Subsequently, two other major institutions were integrated into the British Library, expanding the depth and breadth of its collections: the India Office Library and Records in 1982 and the British Institute of Recorded Sound in 1983. The British Library has a number of constituent parts. The major sections of the organisation known as the British Library are the Library of the British Museum, Patent Office Library, National Central Library, and the British Library Document Supply Centre. The Department of Printed Books of the British Museum was founded in the same year of the foundation of the British Museum, in 1753. The library has the privilege of legal deposit, which means that a copy of a large proportion of all printed material in the UK goes to the British Library. These include not only books, journals and magazines, but also newspapers, maps and printed music. The British Museum's domed reading room is well known in intellectual circles and was designed in the 1850s at the instigation of Sir Anthony Panisi, then chief librarian. Originally, the reading room was open to the general public, but due to overcrowding, a pass was required for admission. In addition to Vladimir Lenin, other famous readers in this exclusive place of study included Karl Marx and the writers Charles Dickens, George Bernard Shaw, and Virginia Woolf. The British Library Document Supply Centre currently administers a stock of over 260,000 journal titles, over 3 million books, almost 500,000 conference proceedings, and nearly 5 million scientific reports. Its 20,000 customers from all over the world make about 4 million requests every year. Thanks to the internet, customers can now access information and services online as document supply is achieved via electronic means. The British Library's website is www.bl.uk.